ready for the second half here under the lights at BG High School in Bainbridge. It's 14-13. Delhi on top of the BG Bobcats. We do have an update from down the road. Chenango Forks still on top of Sydney there, and Forks just such a great team, able to beat Tioga last week 21-7. We all know how well Tioga did last year in Class D, winning Section 4, and that crazy game in the Section 4 final against Unitego, 80-53. So that can just give you an indication of how good Forks is and what Sydney had to go up against tonight.
Well, we were talking about it earlier off the air. You know, Forks is returning 8 of its 11 starters on offense and off of a state championship team. So there's really not a lot that Coach Hogan had to replace there. They are a phenomenal, phenomenal program. They have been for years and years and years. And kudos to them to keep it going, because I'll tell you, I remember last year on watching the games that were being played out in Buffalo, their final game, I've never seen so much snow. It was right. That was just the most amazing thing, and all I kept saying to my son was, I would love to be in that game. Just to play in that deep of snow and just to have that, you know, just to have that as a memory. Must have been incredible for those guys, and you know what? Looks like they're on track to do it again.
I've spent some time out in Buffalo broadcasting over the last few years, and we did high school football out there, and there's nothing better than those kids that they love when it starts snowing and they get the chance to maybe play at Ralph Wilson Stadium where the Buffalo Bills play of the NFL. They live for that out there, and when the snow comes down, what a special experience, too, to be able to play in a pro stadium like that. Lots of fun.
We didn't have Ralph Wilson Stadium to play in here in Sydney, New York. We played on duck ponds.
Duck ponds. But you know what? People always joke with me about the weather in Buffalo, and I think it's equally as bad here. Maybe a little more windy out there.
Yes.
And certain parts do get more snow because of the lake, but I think our winters here can be just as tough.
You young people don't know what winters are like.
I think you're right.
You really don't. I mean, the winters here that I remember as a kid are nothing like we have had in the past few years. Now we get snow in huge amounts at one time, and it's gone in a day and a half, and so on and so forth. When I was a kid, that snow stuck around for 4 or 5 days, sub-zero temperatures, and you know what we were doing? We're out playing in it.
Right.
Not inside playing Nintendo or Xbox or whatever.
I thought walking uphill both ways to school.
Oh, yeah. It's been a long time since I've done that, let me tell you.
Well, we're ready to start the second half here between Delhi and BG. Thanks again for joining us tonight here on WCDO. Nate Lull joined by Tim Cutting here tonight. Of course, we'll have Harpersville Afton at Seton tomorrow down in Binghamton at Binghamton Alumni Stadium. Again, a night game, 6:45 pregame with a 7 o'clock kickoff, so circle that on the calendar as well. BG will receive here. They'll go left to right there in their home navy blues tonight, the navy blue pants and the helmet, and Delhi in that traditional road uniform, all white with the maroon stripe on the helmet. And they'll get ready to kick off here again with the big man, number 72, Matt Ernst. To kick it off, and he squibs this one a little bit. It'll be good position. No, actually, BG touched it, and Delhi will fall on it and will pick up the ball to start the second half in BG territory, about the 46. Unlucky play there for BG.
Yeah, and I actually was wondering what was going on there. I don't know if the line on Bainbridge was looking, but they had the ball laying down on the tee. It was not standing up, so there's really only one thing you can do at that point in time, and that is try an onside kick. The ball was hit pretty hard. If he hadn't touched it, it probably would have gone out of bounds, and they would have got the ball at the 35.
I do think BG was ready for it, but it's so hard to play a ball like that when it's so unpredictable about where it could go. So now Delhi will start the second half after picking up an onside kick, I guess you would call it here. And they will start in BG territory, and a rushing play here to the right side, and a flag on the play as Delhi will pick up the first down and more. Getting pushed out of bounds is Trey Mossert with a gain of about 12. We'll see what happens here on the call with the flag.
Kind of hard to say, but it was a very, very nice effort by Mossert. He was running off tackle. That got shut off. He bounced outside and got the first down yardage, but I do believe it's coming back.
Does look like it's coming back here as Mossert with a heck of an individual effort here. And it will be, looks like 5, now maybe 10-yard penalty here on Delhi. We'll back them up just 10 seconds into the second half. It's been eventful so far.
Yeah, well, and you know, that's the thing. I mean, we're talking about the misdirection for Mossert. When that happens, that is when the holdings happen, because the blockers aren't seeing the player where they were supposed to be initially, and
So this will be a first down and 20 for Delhi as they're pushed back to their own 43-yard line. And off the snap, another flag comes out here. And the Bulldogs, some of that momentum starting to getting taken away here after recovering an onside kick to start the second half.
Yep, they're going to have a false start. Back-to-back penalties are going to really put them in a hole here. They had great field position, that word, and after the onside kick, but now they're back in their territory quite a ways here. First and 25, I believe.
First and 25, so a first and long. 11:48 to go. We're in the third quarter. Delhi leading BG 14-13, if you're just joining us. And under center here is Dylan Cumpston, and he'll try to go on the quarterback keeper. Nowhere to go as BG will wrap him up at the line. And now Delhi with a promising run on that first down that got taken away. They'll come up here, and again, they'll be pushed back on a second and long here, about a second and 24.
Defensive end, made a really nice play there. Your job is outside contain. He did exactly that. He did not let the runner go outside him, and he turned it back inside where there was help.
Second and long here again, and Delhi tries to run with Trey Mostert, and again, swarming are the Bobcats, and it's a probably loss of one, maybe two here for Delhi for Mostert.
Yeah, Delhi is absolutely going the wrong direction on this drive at this moment, so let's hope that they can figure that out and get a little positive yardage here on third down.
So a third and long for Delhi. They've been pushed back into their own territory here at about the 37-yard line on a third and long, just about a third and 25 here. And again, BG busting through the line and picking up a sack here. On the play is Tyler Hart, who has been really breaking through that line for the Bobcats.
Great play right there. That actually is going to have to be a shared sack because there were two people there. I'm not quite sure who the other young man from the Bobcats were, but nice play, good team effort, and Bulldogs are getting ready to punt.
Looked like it was Mike Shear as well coming in on the tackle there, so a good job as BG recovers and makes Delhi punt, a long punt here. Will bounce high through the air, and Delhi will touch this one, and BG will start back on their own 42-yard line here with 10:11 to go in the third quarter. It's 14-13. Delhi on top of BG. We'll take a quick commercial break and be right back here on WCDO.
Hey, high school football fans. Angus and Ale Main Street in Sydney hopes you'll join them every high school varsity football game night for the varsity football tailgate party. Sydney, BG, Unitigo, and surrounding area games. Enjoy burgers, wings, and other game time favorites. Join us both pregame and postgame. And when you wear your school colors, take 10% off your meal. Bring the whole family and enjoy our spacious dining room or relax in our tavern. It's varsity football tailgate party nights at Angus and Ale Main Street in Sydney. Proud supporters of local high school football.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
BG on their first play after the punt will fumble the ball, and Delhi is going to pick it back up. And so momentum, Tim, swinging back and forth here, and the Bulldogs will pick it up. They'll have it on the BG 42.
Almost right where they had the opening kickoff for the second half after the onside kick. I don't know if the snap didn't get to the quarterback or what happened there, but there was a little scrum at the bottom, and the Bobcats came up with it.
BG quarterback Austin Carr, you know, really in tight when he takes the snap, appears to have lost it, and it's a fumble pickup here for Delhi. And on a first and 10, going right to left, they'll run it to the outside, and on his first carry of the night here, a nice pickup for BG, for the Delhi Bulldogs with Tony Marzullo.
Marzullo has been the one that I've been talking about, doing the speed sweep motion and not getting the ball. Well, they called his number that time. Nice yardage, young man.
Picks up about five on the play, a second and five here for the Bobcats. And the snap comes here to the quarterback, Cumpston. He'll keep it. He'll easily pick up the first down, about 5 yards, down to the BG 31. As Delhi goes right to left, they lead 14-13 with 9:25 to go, third quarter.
Real quick play. Looks like the Bulldogs are going into a no-huddle type offense here. They're trying to speed it up as quickly as possible.
So Dylan Cumpston, the junior quarterback, throws to his left this time to Nate Dennison, who will catch the ball, and a flag on the play, pickup of about three there on first down for the Bulldogs.
Yep, the flag came from the umpire, and usually that is holding, and we're going to see what that is right now. They are going, the referee is going to talk to the Bobcat captain, so it is definitely against Delhi. We'll see what it is here in just a second.
9:06 to go, third quarter. Delhi on top of BG tonight here on WCDO, 14-13, early in this second half. And this one will back up Delhi again and take away that catch from Nate Dennison. Dennison had that second touchdown catch for Delhi earlier in the first half.
It's kind of deja vu. They had a good positive play, then they started going backwards. They've had a couple good positive plays on this drive, and now they're going backwards again.
And so now it's about a first and 15 here for Delhi. They'll again pass right back to Dennison. Off his hands, up in the air, and BG couldn't quite get to it for an INT as Ben Bavar was sniffing around for that one, couldn't quite get to it as he dove out on the ground.
Yep, the ball went through the receiver's hands from Delhi, and two Bainbridge Bobcats had shots at it, but they had to lay out, made good efforts, but didn't quite have the hands to bring it in home.
Second and 15 for Delhi. They're in BG territory at the 41-yard line with 8:57 to go third quarter. They lead BG 14-13. Here's the snap. Cumpston is immediately taken down in the backfield by two BG players, by Tyler Hart and Phil Ives, who have been all over the place for the Bobcats.
Yeah, they're working really good inside and guard-tackle combination for the Bobcats right there. Really doing a nice job on the interior linemen for the Bulldogs.
And the clock continuing to run down here in this tight game. That'll be interesting to see clock management, I think, later on if the game continues to stay this close. It's a 14-13 lead for Delhi over BG. It's a third and long, about a third and 20 here. Third and 15, excuse me, for Delhi. And it looks like the Bulldogs will want to take a timeout, their first timeout of the second half, to talk it over. We'll take a break. 8:18 to go third quarter. Delhi leading BG 14-13. You're listening to live high school football tonight on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Delhi faced with a third and long here as they are in BG territory. They're starting at the 43-yard line here on this third and long as they go right to left. 8:18 to go, third quarter, 14-13. Delhi on top of BG. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. Joe Gardner back in the CDO studios in Sydney. And we'll see what Dylan Cumpston, the quarterback here for Delhi, can do. And they'll have a flag. A lot more flags in this second half so far, as I think things starting to get chippy in the trenches, maybe.
Yeah, and it kind of looks like, and this is just me looking and watching the game, it seems to me that Delhi is having trouble with that up-tempo offense. They're getting those penalties that are not normally, we didn't normally see when they were huddling up and talking about what they wanted to do and everything. So that might be something that young coach Matt Newman may want to think about coming out of this drive.
Penalty on Delhi backs them up to the BG 48-yard line. They'll try to throw here on third and long, and a long outstretched a leaping attempt there for Nate Dennison, and the ball was out of bounds. So that'll bring up fourth down for Delhi. And again, two drives where they've had good field position, and they've come up empty on both early in the second half here. 8:11 to go, third quarter.
Great pattern that Dennison ran right there. He did a little stop and go, got the BG cornerback and safety to fight. And he was open. The pass was just a tick too far on the outside of his shoulder. So
looks like BG is back to punt. A high snap, and it's a blocked punt here by BG, and they'll fall on it at the Delhi 41-yard line. A nice play here for the Bobcats.
Number 72 for Delhi is the punter, and the snap was a little bit high for him. He had to jump up, made a nice effort. When he went to kick it, there were three guys from Bainbridge right in front of him. Blocked punt, BG takes over first and 10.
Matt Enst trying to punt that away, and BG breaking through the line and doing a nice job to block that punt. Mike Shearer, I think, got a piece of it there. for the Bobcats, as well as Dylan Mondor. We've been talking a lot about those guys tonight. Phil Ives, Mondor, Shear, and they block a punt there and give BG some excellent, excellent field position here as they go left to right. And on first down, they give it to Dylan Moffitt. He'll pick up about 2 yards here, and that'll bring up second and eight as he gets down to about the Delhi 39-yard line here for BG.
Moffitt off to the right side, and again, like I said before, you know, he's definitely able to get through the line. It's just how quickly they get to him, stop him after a short gain.
Unofficially, 15 rushes for 106 in the first half for Dylan Moffitt, so he'll continue to build on that. 7:35 to go, third quarter. BG with the ball. They trail 14-13, and they are into Delhi territory at the Bulldogs 40. A handoff on first down to Ben Bavar. First down and more as he continues to move forward. He's got two guys from Delhi wrapped all over and finally falls down. Delhi came away with the ball, and this will be interesting to see how they rule it here. And Bavar had the ball and just got ripped away from him, but not sure.
Ben was saved there by the referee's whistle. They blew that play dead. Stopped for progress, and as that happened, and I mean as that happened, Delhi player ripped it out of his arms.
A nice play there by Delhi to take it away from Bavar, but again, his forward progress had been stopped as ripping it away was Tony Marzullo. So now it's a first down here on the Delhi 25-yard line and a pickup of maybe one by Moffitt, bringing up about a second and nine again on the Delhi 24-yard line now with 6:50 to go third quarter. Bulldogs leading the Bobcats 14-13.
Yeah, Moffitt right over the center there, between the center and the guard, and that's the closest that I've seen him run into the middle today. They've usually been in the guard tackle or the tackle end gap.
So BG looking to retake the lead here. It's been a back-and-forth second half. Nobody with points, though, as they get it back to Bavar, and he'll pick up about 8-9 yards, a run right up the middle down to the Delhi 15 as BG goes left to right.
And another nice thing about Mr. Bavar is he is a freshman. Congratulations, Bobcat.
Yeah, yeah, and if he's running like this now, imagine the nightmare he's going to be in 3 years for some local defenses.
Absolutely.
6:20 to go, third quarter. 14-13, Delhi on top of BG, and the ball is in BG's hands. They're down at the Delhi 15. Austin Carr under center, two running backs behind him. He'll roll out and pass, and just over the outstretched hands of the receiver, Austin Capolupo in that far side corner. Actually, no, going for Bailey Green again, excuse me, just over his hands.
Yep, wide open, just a little too much air under the ball, and Green couldn't quite get there.
BG has only attempted 6 passes so far tonight, but 2 have been for touchdowns. So when they have thrown the ball,
good
it has tricked. Yeah, very good. They have been able to trick Delhi on those passes. 6:06 to go, third quarter. Delhi coming up on a 2nd and 10 here from the Delhi 15 as they go left to right on your radio dial. Carr under center, the sophomore QB with a pitch out to Moffitt to the right. Heads for the sidelines, gets roped out after a pickup of maybe 1, and that'll bring up a 3rd down. Ball on the Delhi 14.
Nice play on that tackle by number 22 from Delhi. Came up from his safety spot and met Moffitt just about after 2 yards and got another yard of extra effort.
Dylan Cumston, QB, and also plays defense here for Delhi. As now it's a 3rd down and about 9 here for BG is the ball sitting right in the middle of the field, good field position on the Delhi 14, and you have that pretty big Delhi D-line staring at you on this 3rd down if you're Dylan Moffitt or Ben Bavar. Carr barking out some signals under center, hands off to Bavar, nowhere to go, runs into a wall of maroon and white. That'll bring up 4th down here for BG. A nice tackle there for the Delhi Bulldogs with Matt Enst. The kickoff guy had that punt block. He's probably fired up to break through the line there.
Absolutely. He had his chance, and he made the most of it. He had a hold of Bavar and would not let go, and we have 4th down and a long 8, I would say, for a 1st down, and the BG Bobcats are calling a timeout.
Both teams with 2 timeouts left. BG scored on a 4th down in the first half. We'll see what they can do here, but we'll take a break first with 5:38 to go, third quarter. Delhi leading BG 14-13. You're listening live high school football tonight on CDO.
We're specialists in you, Robert Zyke and Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
5:38 to go, third quarter. BG trailing Delhi here at home 14-13, and it's a 4th-and-8 with the ball on the Delhi 14. BG scored on a 4th down in the first quarter. What do you think, Tim? Run or pass here for the Bobcats?
That's a long run. I would say they're probably going to have some form of misdirection on this play.
Receivers, one to the left, one to the right. They'll throw it up in the air, looking for Moffitt. Picked off here by Delhi, and a huge play there over the top from number 6, Tony Marzullo, saving the Bulldogs, keeping their 14-13 lead.
Absolutely. I'm not quite sure. I couldn't see who it was. Nice interception, but also a fantastic tackle. If that tackle's not made, Mr. Marzullo is still on his horse towards the end zone.
They were looking for Dylan Moffitt, and just as he turned his neck to turn around to try to grab that ball, Marzullo was there, read it the whole way. Moffitt, you can see visibly, not pleased about that one. It's a 14-13 game. Nobody scored here in the third quarter, despite good chances on both sides. 5:32 to go in the third, and Delhi will pick up a fumble on first down, but they'll pick it back up with Cumpston, the QB. He'll fall on it, picks up maybe one on the play. Delhi is at their own 12-yard line.
Yeah, real nice play there. I mean, that ball was on the ground a long time, and he made a good play to pick it up. Otherwise, that could be a turnover for Bainbridge right there.
2nd and 10 here for Delhi, pinned deep after that INT in their own end. About 5 minutes to go here, third quarter. A pass on second down, and they'll pick up a 1st down here on the first catch of the night there for Brian Lilholt, the junior, number 7, down the left wing as Delhi goes right to left.
They're running that little quick out. He's getting the play. It's like a 1 or 2 step read by the quarterback, and he's just shooting it out to the side and then letting the running back or whoever's catching the ball take, you know, make what they can out of it. So
3 for 10 tonight passing for Dylan Cumpston, as both teams starting to run the ball much more than passing, as they'll try a run on 2nd down here with Cumpston on a QB keeper. Nowhere to go there. Picks up maybe one. 4:30 to go here, third quarter. Delhi leading BG 14-13. It's kind of a stalemate here so far in the second half, Tim.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of interesting because we had such a back-and-forth thing in the first half, and now we're in this little chess game going back-and-forth in the third quarter.
And here on 2nd down, a run to the outside, flag on the play, pushed out of bounds here for Delhi is Nick Marino, who had a great first half with a touchdown. And we'll see who the call is against here from the Zebra Crew.
That flag came from the umpire, and as I was getting ready to say, that is probably holding it. It is against the Bulldogs.
Holding call against Delhi, as Tim said, and that'll back them up. And, you know, Delhi, for all they've done in the second half in terms of the onside kick and coming up big with the INT there on defense, some penalties have really hurt them.
Yeah, they're drive killers. I mean, because they, you know, they get a positive play, and they're on the verge of getting a 1st down and starting to build some momentum, and they get a penalty. And then in their first drive of the game, when that happened, they had back-to-back penalties. So that just adds on to it.
4:06 to go, third quarter, and Delhi on a 2nd down will pass to the outside here on a little pitch. And no room to run as BG has just kind of figured out this Delhi running attack in the second half here, as again Trey Mossert, maybe a gain of 1 on the play.
Option right. First time we've really ever seen that tonight, where they actually got the pitch off. Most of them have turned into quarterback keepers for number 22.
3:35 to go, third quarter. Delhi on top of BG, 14-13. It's a 3rd and long here. About a third and 12 for Delhi, deep in their own end there at their own 10-yard line, and now they'll pick up some running room, and right up the gut there with Nick Marino, and that'll bring up about a 5-yard pickup here, and fourth down for Delhi, and they'll have to punt again.
And again, I just want to say real quickly, number 6 for Delhi is running a lot. He is the one that's doing the speed sweep motion. He is doing that on almost every single play. So that boy is well conditioned.
Certainly is. That's Tony Marzullo. He had the interception just a couple of minutes ago there, as now we'll have a false start on Delhi, which will back them up even farther as they are looking to punt. And they're going to be pinned back almost in their own end zone here after they got the last punt blocked, as Matt Enst, the kicker, also an O-line, D-line guy, couldn't get it off.
Yeah, they've got to be a little concerned after that last one. I mean, this, like I said before, the snap was a little bit high. Enst did a great job to get his hand on it, and we have the same situation, but he gets the punt away. Nice punt.
So Enst gets the punt off. It goes to midfield to Dylan Moffitt. He's roped down there, but BG will have good starting field position, as we might have to come back and do this one again. Not sure if there's a flag on the play here. Tim, you saw it behind the play.
Yeah, I caught it out of the corner of my eye, which is amazing because I'm so old and I can't see that well. But I did see that yellow hanky fly out of that referee's pocket. So let's see what it got. Well, we have roughing the kicker.
Roughing the kicker is BG probably maybe a little overzealous after blocking the last punt. So that'll back it up. So Moffitt ran to about the Delhi 48. And we'll see where that backs them up here. 2:53 to go in this third quarter. Delhi holding on to a one-point lead over BG, 14-13. But now BG is actually moving the ball forward here from where they were stopped with Moffitt. And we'll see if that's just where the conference was or where they'll back this up to exactly. Moffitt caught it about midfield and ran to the 48, and now that's where everybody is getting set to play here with 2:53 to go in the third. So now they'll spot the ball at the Delhi 45, and that's where BG will take over.
Yeah, that's kind of strange. I'm trying to figure out what happened there. They actually declined the penalty, was the signal from the referee, and they took the punt yardage, which Enst got off a great kick.
He did.
It was a nice spiraling kick. Moffitt made a nice play, got a little positive yardage, and they thought that was good enough. So they let him go on.
So Delhi on first and 10 with a handoff there to Moffitt, and he'll be stopped at the line of scrimmage. A little slow to get up. Tough kid, though. Bounces right back up. Maybe just a stinger there. No gain on the play for Moffitt, who was over 100 yards rushing in the first half. We're down to 2:30 to go third quarter. So Delhi really relying on their defense there as they decline the penalty, saying, hey, bring it on. We'll take it right here after a good punt there by Enst.
Kenny Ricks on that play right there, he actually took his blocker to the backfield and right to Moffitt and actually had both of them, one in his right arm, one in his left arm. Big man. He can do that sort of thing. Nice play by the young man.
Delhi leading 14-13. No points have been scored in the second half. This is our halftime score. Two timeouts left on each side for BG and Delhi. And again, Austin Carr, the sophomore QB, wearing number 20, under center here, and we'll have a flag, and that has been the story of the third quarter here, this one against BG.
Look like they're calling delay a game on this one. I didn't see them taking an enormous amount of time in the huddle there or anything. I don't know how that happened, but when the white hat makes the signal, you got to live with it.
So that will back up BG for a second and 15 here. There, the ball is at midfield, actually on the BG 49-yard line, and that's where they will have to start things off here on this drive. 1:40 to go in the third quarter, so it's a second and 15. Carr drops back, fades to his right as BG goes left to right, tries to find Zach Womit, and it was over his outstretched hands as he jumped along the BG sideline. So that'll bring up third and 15. With a minute 33 to go here in the third quarter.
That was something I haven't seen all game for BG. They actually had three receivers in the pattern on that play, so he had three options, and he took the out, which would have gained probably back to the original line of scrimmage and maybe a first and or second and 10 from there.
since halftime, Dylan Moffitt has run the ball 4 times for 4 yards after we saw him amass 106 in the first half. BG has to find a way to get him going again. Carr under center. Fakes the handoff here to Moffitt, rolls to his left. He's going to throw, but a 20-yard pass down the field and looking for Bailey Green. Incomplete. BG wanted pass interference. They won't get it.
Yeah, that was an interesting play right there. Carr made a good read. He had his man wide open. He let the ball out, let him to go get it, and a Bulldog defender ran into the receiver, apparently inadvertent. No whistle, no flag. So fourth down and a long 6 for the Bobcats.
And so Zach Womit is into punt on fourth down here for BG. Is there exactly at midfield. BG going left to right. With a minute 25 to go here in the third quarter, they will punt it away. And back deep for Delhi are two players. And the ball now loses. It looked like it might have actually hit off of a Delhi player and will go back to BG, much to the delight of the fans. Nick Marino was back there to receive. It bounced off of one of the Delhi blockers. BG able to pick it up.
Yeah, that's not a good mistake right there by the defender from Delhi, because what happened is he lost track of the ball. As soon as that ball hits the ground, if it's short like that, both teams will start yelling, poison, poison, poison. And that means get away from the ball. Find the ball, get away from the ball. And now the Bobcats get a break here with 1:22 left in the third quarter.
And Austin Capolupo was able to pick that up. He already scored a touchdown tonight, and he gives BG excellent field position. They are at the Delhi, about 25-yard line now. Now they'll work their way down to the 20 on second down here as we come up a minute 10 to go. Third quarter, Delhi leading 14-13.
Yeah, they did. Bobcats did a nice little quick hitter on that play right there, gained a couple positive yards, and bring up a second down with manageable distance for the first.
Capolupo, 5'9", 155, the junior, found himself in the right place in the right time. Is able to fall on the ball. 50 seconds to go here, third quarter. Second down and about 8 here for BGs. They are at the Delhi 20-yard line. The pitch to Moffitt. He is hungry for the end zone, but he hits a wall of white and maroon, bringing up third down, maybe a gain of 1 there for Moffitt on the play.
Yeah, Moffitt seems to have some form of a injury, because he is really not as explosive as he was in the first half, and I think that has a lot to do with the lack of yardage that he has not gotten in the second half.
30 seconds to go, third quarter. Delhi on top of BG on the road here, 14-13. An injured Delhi player down on the field. We'll step away here on WCDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955 for a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
9 here for BG. They are on the Delhi 20-yard line. Last time they were down here in the third quarter, they threw an INT. Third and about 9. Carr rolls out, passes over to Austin Capolupo. And Capolupo stretching, but maybe picks up a yard on the play here with 5 seconds left in the third quarter. That will do it. So no points scored here in the third quarter. It's 14-13. Delhi on top of BG. And BG will have a fourth down here deep in Delhi territory when we come back. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowell. You're listening to Live High School Football tonight on CDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sydney Center.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Fourth quarter football here as we start things off. BG hosting Delhi tonight here on CDO, and Delhi leading 14-13. But BG down on a fourth down here, deep in Delhi territory. They are at about the, let's see, it's going to be about the Delhi 14. Wanted to try to get as exact as I could here on this fourth down. As they switched ends of the fields, BG now going right to left. BG in the navy blue with the navy blue pants and helmet tonight. Says Bobcats across the chest in white. Delhi in those traditional all-white Delhi uniforms with the maroon trim, white helmet, and the white pants. So here is a fourth down now for BG to start off the fourth quarter. A keeper here to Carr. Nowhere to go. He'll come up empty. A turnover on downs. BG frustrated that they couldn't get the playoff, no blocking, and Delhi will take over deep in their own end.
Yeah, it looked like that was a broken play by the reaction of the young man that just got tackled for a loss. I think he was expecting some help out there for him, and it ended up looking like almost a naked bootleg, and he ran into one big Delhi tackler that just wasn't going to be denied there.
So Austin Carr, the QB, faked the handoff to Dylan Moffitt, had nowhere else to go, tried to get away from the sea of Delhi tacklers after him, but came up empty there. So BG will turn it over on downs, and Delhi will start from their own 21-yard line to start off this fourth quarter. Excuse me. Two timeouts for each side left. Those might come into play and be very handy, as now a flag on the first play here for Delhi, a fumble picked right back up by the QB there, Dylan Cumpston, and a loss of yards on the play here for Delhi, and another flag as well. Maybe another unsportsmanlike here. So this one will go against BG, and you can see the frustration on the faces of the Bobcats.
That was the first flag, but there was a second one. At least we thought there was a second one.
So we'll see how far this ball comes up. I believe that's just going to be the one penalty, which will bring the ball up to the 30-yard line here of Delhi. They have the ball going left to right.
I think what we saw the first time was the beanbag, and if that was the beanbag, that official needs to get that in the laundry because that's not white.
11:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. And Delhi now on first down, throwing over the middle off the hands of Nick Marino, who was immediately tackled as the ball hit his hands there. And a nice play there by the quarterback, now turned over to defense, Austin Carr.
Yeah, and I do believe Dylan Mondor, we said his name a number of times in the first half and a few times in the second half, he tipped that pass before it got to the receiver. So made it a little harder to catch.
Mondor has come up big for BG, as well as Phil Ives in the second half on defense. No points have been scored in this second half. It's still 14-13 as we start the fourth quarter. Second down and 10 now for Delhi. They pass to the far side. A good hit over there by Bavar, forcing the Delhi player out of bounds. Tony Marzullo, who caught the ball, and I think they might say a late hit here on BG, if the flag came out that I saw.
Yep, that was definitely a flag, and I do believe you got it right. I think it is going to be a late hit on BG.
And so BG obviously just frustrated. You can see some of the players looking over to the sideline with the arms extended, kind of the look of, hey, what do I need to do here? As it's been kind of a momentum swing. We've talked about it before here in the second half. Delhi will grab it, and then BG snatches it back, and then Delhi will take it again. 11:33 to go here, fourth quarter. It's a 14-13 lead for Delhi. All the points on both sides for Delhi and BG came in the first half.
And every drive that Delhi has had in the second half, they've had positive plays, and then they have stuff go against them. So let's see if that holds.
So after the late hit, the ball advances all the way up to the Delhi 49, and Cumston will keep it on a QB sneak here to start this set of downs. They'll pick up about two on the play, and they're into BG territory at the 49, going left to right on about a second and nine.
Yeah, there was definitely no doubt in that young man's mind right there. He got the ball, and he took off. That was his number. He called it, and he got some positive yards. Nice job by the quarterback.
Dylan Cumston, the junior, started the season as a running back, so he's used to that. Their normal junior quarterback, Connor Gioffi, went down in the first game with a hip injury and hasn't been back since. So Cumston has done a nice job filling in. Delhi with a run on second down and turning on the jets here into the near side. Delhi will score a 50-yard touchdown run by Trey Mossert from half field.
Really, really key block on the outside. One young man from Bainbridge was all ready to tackle Mossert, and as he turned his head, he was hit by, I'm not even sure, let's call him a truck, because I'm not sure what number it was, but he got blocked off the ball and allowed Mossert to take off down the sideline.
So some penalties come back to bite BG on that drive, but what a great individual effort there by Trey Mossert. Really broke through the line, bounced to the outside, and goes in for a 50-yard touchdown run, giving BG the lead. Excuse me, giving Delhi continuing to build on this lead. And it looks like they will go for two, leading 20-13 with 10:46 to go here in the fourth. Dropping back, Cumston with a throw to the back of the end zone, and it's up and over the outstretched hands of a receiver in the back of the end zone there. That was Tony Marzullo. So the score will remain after a 50-yard touchdown run for Delhi, 20-13 over BG with 10:46 to go in the fourth quarter. Trey Mossert with the run for the Bulldogs. It's 20-13. Delhi on top. We'll step away here on WCDO.
Now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about the basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
At Catskill Travel of Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world, no matter what time of year you travel. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel on River Street in Sydney, next to R.E. Wilbur. Call 563-2156.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
A 50-yard touchdown run for Trey Mossert of Delhi gives the Bulldogs a 20-13 lead here with 10:46 to go in the fourth quarter.
I went to Sydney Tiger.
BG will be going right to left to start off this drive. I think BG, Tim, just has to stay cool, calm, and collected. No, they're still in this game.
Absolutely. They have plenty of time, and they have the team to continue to make positive moves, and here comes Mr. Moffitt.
Moffitt will field the kick here for BG and will work his way up to the BG 35-yard line, and that's where things will start here. A nice 15-yard return there for Moffitt. We'll see. You know, we haven't seen the explosive speed we saw from him in the first half. He had 106 yards in the first half on 15 carries. So far in the second half, he has about 5 yards on 5 carries. They need to try to find a way to spring him free, or maybe he just doesn't have the jump in his step right now.
And it also could be that Delhi is keying on him too, you know. I mean, that's the other thing you have to bring into play. You know, they made adjustments at half, just like Bainbridge made adjustments at half. You just never know.
10:41 to go. Fourth quarter here under the lights. at BG. Two timeouts each for Delhi and BG left in the fourth quarter. It's 20-13 Bulldogs over the Bobcats. And on a first and 10 here, here's Austin Carr. He's running with a purpose here. Head down, will pick up about 9 yards on first down. We saw the frustration from him on defense. I think he just took it all out there on that run.
Yeah, he was getting some retribution from the last play that he had to run the ball on right there. He's saying, I am getting a first down here, and he did. Great job.
So he does pick up a first down, so a gain of 10 yards there for the sophomore quarterback, Austin Carr, who looks like he has a chip on his shoulder here in the fourth quarter with his team trailing 20-13. They are at the BG 46 now, working towards midfield, and Carr will look over to the bench and he'll take a timeout. It looks like he might have an injury as he'll head back to the sideline, so he burns that timeout, leaving BG with one. 10-13 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Delhi leading BG 20-13. You're listening to live high school football tonight on WCDO.
I went to Sydney Tire and paid just $10 for an oil change. How, you ask? With Sydney Tire's Royalty Rewards Program. You see, every time I have work done on my car, I earn credits toward future service. There's no fee associated with the program, and when you refer a friend, you'll earn 25 points. Plus, Sydney Tire offers a free shuttle service so you can have your car repaired while you work. Since 1974, it's Sydney Tire, Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 or see them on Facebook.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The Young Football Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
A history of service, a commitment to your insurance needs. That's what Mang Insurance is all about. With over 100 years of service, we're still focused on our promise to offer the best products and superior service to all of our clients. We write all types of insurance and are an independent agency representing many fine companies. So stop in today or call Mang at 561-2600. Mang Insurance, providing over 100 years of service to the Tri-County area and supporting local sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. And a little shakeup here for BG. 10-13 to go in the fourth quarter. Austin Carr coming to the sideline and immediately jersey off. Looks like some sort of injury to the wrist. We'll hope that he's okay. Dylan Moffitt is going to have to come in at QB as Carr, his night is done.
Yeah, and I believe now the running back for BG is Hunter Stevens.
So Hunter Stevens will come in, and Moffitt will keep it on the QB sneak here. After a high snap, he'll pick up about 3, and BG is into Delhi territory here, as now Dylan Moffitt is going to have to become a jack of all trades.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting because, like I said, you have a guy that's been your catalyst all year long and in the short season so far, and he's been doing the running and not getting the ball right from center and then having to do it. It's a different thing. You know, it's not easy to do, but he's an athlete. I think he'll handle it well.
We'll hope the best for Austin Carr as he heads off for the night. Looked like some sort of a wrist injury. And so Moffitt now will keep it, and he'll pick up a first down for BG, and maybe a gain of 8, maybe 9 there to pick up a first down. Dylan Moffitt stepping in, 2 quick runs, as now he's playing quarterback slash running back, I would say.
Yeah, I think the offense is now the Mr. Moffitt offense. It's in there right now. I mean, I think your direct snap to him, and rather than Austin handing him the ball, they're just going to give it to him right off the bat, and he's going to pick his side and go.
Fourth quarter here, Delhi on top of BG, 20-13 with 9:12 to go in the fourth quarter. I don't think they charged a timeout to BG either on that, as the quarterback there had called timeout, Austin Carr.
I think you're right. I think they, as soon as they realized why he was calling timeout, because I saw him look over to the sideline, and when he signaled timeout, I thought, man, this kid's got control of this offense. They're allowing him to call timeout and all this stuff. But then you could definitely tell something was wrong when he got to the sideline. And immediately, like you said, shoulder pads came off, you know, everything. Mom and Dad were on the sideline, took him away. So we can only hope the best for Austin.
So two timeouts left on each side. 20-13, Delhi on top of BG. 9:12 to go, fourth quarter. A Delhi injured player heads off on the other side. We'll hope the best for him. Looked like some sort of maybe a cramp for Brian Lilholt, but a nice catch in the third quarter for the Bulldogs. So now it's a first and 10 on the 40-yard line of Delhi. As BG controlling the ball and stuffed in the backfield is the new running back for BG. Stepping in is Spencer Stevens, and wrapped up in the backfield there by big number 70, Kenny Ricks, who just busted his way through the line.
Yeah, I don't know for your first carry of the day that you want to see that coming at you. Mr. Ricks didn't have any help with needing any help there, because, I mean, he bursted into the backfield and he had grabbed right a hold of Mr. Stevens, and that was all she wrote.
Second and 13 for BG. They're over midfield. They're at the Delhi 43-yard line. Dylan Moffitt in at QB. He fakes the handoff. He's trying to get away from some trouble, and he will, and he'll pick up some room down the right side, makes something into a nothing into something, and a big pickup here for Moffitt all the way down to the Delhi 25.
And again, there you see it right there. I mean, we saw it, I should say. You can't see it, but we're going to tell you, that kid is tough. He looks for contact. At the end of that run, he is putting his head down. He is making sure that he's going to get tackled. He understands that. But I'm going to get those extra yard and a half because I'm going to be going forward. He's, and the defender's going backwards.
And the play was really dead in the backfield. Had two guys chasing and was able to get out to the right side as BG goes right to left and get all the way down to the Delhi 24 here for BG as they are driving the ball through the center here. Ben Bavar will pick up about a gain of two on the play here. 7:45 to go, fourth quarter. Delhi is on top of BG here under the lights at BG, 20-13. But the Bobcats are driving here, Tim.
Absolutely. They really have got some good momentum going here. You know, sometimes it takes something like that where you lose somebody, a key player, to get everybody fired up and say, hey, we're going to do this for Austin. And it looks like that's what they're doing right now.
Ball on the 20-yard line. BG on the cusp of being in the red zone here as Dylan Moffitt has stepped in at quarterback here for the BG Bobcats after Austin Carr, the sophomore, went off with an arm injury. 7:10 to go in the fourth quarter. A high snap. Moffitt catches it one-handed, runs straight into the line, and maybe picks up a gain of one on second down here for the Bobcats. So this is going to be important that they can't stall here around the 20.
Right, and it definitely is. I mean, obviously, there's still time. You have timeouts left. But if you turn the ball over here, Delhi is probably going to go into game management mode. They're not going to worry about that no huddle. They're going to take time off the clock, and they're going to make BG use their timeouts.
6:40 to go, fourth quarter. It's a third down here and about 6 yards for BG. As they're back in the huddle, they break, and we'll see what Dylan Moffitt can come up with here. Running back turned into QB here in the fourth quarter, as he will be under center on this third down. Pivotal play here. They pitch out to the near side for Spencer Stevens, and he will gather up about 3 yards here. That'll bring up a big fourth down for the BG Bobcats. With 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter, they trail 20-13.
Yeah, it was a tough play right there. That was the sweep that we had seen in the first half, but the one catching the pitch was the man pitching that at that time, Mr. Moffitt.
Delhi will take a timeout. I'm sure they want to set up the defense here. 6:06 to go, fourth quarter. Bulldogs on top of the Bobcats, 20-13. We'll take a break. You're listening to Live High School Football on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. with internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Exciting fourth quarter action here under the lights at BG. The Bobcats trailing, visiting Delhi in a divisional game here tonight, so a lot on the line. 20-13, 6:06 to go in the fourth quarter, and it's a fourth down. BG has the ball on the Delhi 20. Tim, we've seen it a couple times tonight. What do you think you draw up here if you're Tim Mattingly?
Well, I'm telling you right now that with your running back now, your quarterback, you really are kind of limited to what you can do. He is probably going to rely on him. I don't know if he's going to get him out on the edge, give him the option of throwing and running, or running, excuse me, depending on if the receiver's open, but I think that would be a good option.
We haven't seen Moffitt throw since coming in for the injured Austin Carr, who got injured on this drive, and Moffitt has orchestrated a nice drive to get BG down into the red zone here as they go right to left. Fourth down at about 6 yards. Moffitt's going to drop back to pass, throws the ball into the back of the end zone and just through the hands of the outstretched Bailey Green, and BG will turn it over on downs. Couldn't ask for much better than that, though.
No, and I'll tell you what, for your first pass of the night, that was absolutely impressive. It was just a perfectly thrown ball, just a tick too far and off the fingertips of the receiver.
Green made a heck of a try for it, just a little too far over his head, and maybe even if he caught it, he might have been out of bounds, right, on that back line.
And the other thing is when you see a kid lay out like that, you can't hold, you know, you have to be applaud them, because that is not an easy thing to do.
So 6 minutes left, fourth quarter. Delhi leads BG 20-13. Delhi will take over at their own 20 going left to right. If you're BG here, you know, you're still in this game. You have to try to get a stop. If you're Delhi, maybe you can chew up the clock and take this one away. Here is on first down. They'll run to the right and pick up about 2 yards there with their workhorse of the night so far, Dylan Cumpston, the quarterback who has had a lot of runs as well.
Mm-hmm. And again, that's, you know, just what we just saw from Moffitt. Direct snap to Cumpston, and then he takes off with the ball. You know, they're getting positive yards on it. Like I said, they're going to stay in that huddle. They're going to use as much of that play clock as they can, because they do have the 7-point lead.
So Delhi now eating clock down to 5:25 to go. Fourth quarter. They lead 20-13 on the road, looking for their first win of the season. They're 0-2 after losses to Seton and to Whitney Point. And on first down again, Cumpston will keep it. Gets the first down. A flag is out on the play, though, but he got all the way up to the Delhi 35 before being brought down. Let's see who this goes against.
Sure, who this going? Well, by the reaction of the team in white, I think it's on them.
That would negate a nice 15-yard run by the quarterback, Dylan Cumpston, if this one truly does come back. This one will be against Delhi.
Yep.
So this will back them up to the Delhi 22-yard line. Bulldogs with the ball on second down now. 5:12 to go, fourth quarter. Bulldogs leading the Bobcats 20-13.
I'm thinking it was a legal use of the hands. Not as severe as a holding call, but definitely took away positive yardage.
And you're right, it's been a physical game out there, especially in the second half. Things, I don't want to say they've been chippy, but definitely both sides looking to get after it a little more. No love lost between these two tonight. A handoff right up the gut, nowhere to go, just a wall of blue. And again, just another QB keeper there for Dylan Cumpston, but the clock continuing to tick, tick, tick. Delhi in a good position to let that happen, but if you're BG, have to try to get a stop.
And like I said before, with them trying to run the clock out, Cumpston is going to the sideline. He's not getting the play called in. It's not running in. He's going all the way over to the sideline, taking his time, going back to the huddle, and calling the play. They're definitely taking some chunks of time off the clock on this drive.
Third down for Delhi. They are at their own 26-yard line, and they need, I'd say, about 3 yards here to pick up a first down. They'll run it into the wall of Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats. They won't pick up a first down. I think Delhi might have to punt it away here with exactly 4 minutes to go. Clock continuing to run. Delhi on top of BG, 20-13.
Yep, and I could see this happening right here. I could see them just saying, okay, look, you know what? We're going to take the 5-yard penalty for delay of game. Get the clock all the way down, take the penalty, and then punt it away. Now, keep in mind, Enstis had one blocked already, and BG has also had a rough in the kicker. So we'll see what happens here.
Dave Kelly, longtime Delhi coach, now with BG after 48 seasons pacing the sidelines here. You wonder what's going through his head. Ball off the punt by Ernst, up and out of bounds, and BG is going to be able to take over at about the Delhi 35 with 3:26 to go, fourth quarter, 20-13. They trail Delhi here at home.
That's, what a great game. I mean, this is just amazing. I mean, we got 3.5 minutes left to go, and then we're in a 7-point game. This could be the final drive for the Bobcats tonight, so they need to make the most of it, obviously. They do have some timeouts to their on their side, so they can stop the clock. So running inside is not out of the question. I mean, it has worked all night for them, so we'll see what we get here on first and 10.
So Dylan Moffitt, running back, turned quarterback after an injury to Austin Carr. And again, we hope the best for him after going off with an arm injury in this fourth quarter. So Moffitt will have to QB this one. As BG goes right to left here, they start at the Delhi 37, and he has nowhere to go on first down, and he'll lose about 6 or 7 yards as that Delhi D-line breaks through, and gets after Moffitt.
That was kind of a bad break for Moffitt. He actually started to scramble, and when he did, he ran into one of his players and bounced off them and right into a host of Bulldog tacklers.
So that'll bring up a second and long of about 2nd and 14 here. Clock down to 2:50. BG with one timeout left as well. So Moffitt under center. About 42 yards separate him from the end zone and maybe tying this game up, and they try to run it up the middle there with Bavar, and again, nowhere to go. Delhi really just clogging things up there with the senior, number 72, the kickoff guy, Matt Enst.
Yeah, and he is a big guy, and he just introduced Mr. Bavar to the underclassmen-upperclassmen reign of terror.
We do have one final score to report. Newark Valley defeating Green tonight 40-0, so Green drops to 0-3 on the season after a loss 21-6 to Unitico last Friday night. We're down to 2 minutes here. BG back in the huddle. Breaking the huddle here, trailing 20-13. They're going to have a little more sense of urgency here.
Yeah, and this is not easy to do. I mean, you have a second-string quarterback in there and a senior, though, but, I mean, and he's doing what he can.
Moffitt will keep the ball here and has a nice run of about 13 yards. I don't think he'll pick up the first down. Clock still running down to 1:35, and the ball comes down to about the Delhi 31 for BG. So Moffitt did everything he could. Clock continuing to run down to 1:25. BG on the huddle. They trail 20-13. See what magic Moffitt can come up with here. The running back turned QB late in the game here. The fans in for a real treat tonight under the lights at BG. Thanks for joining us on CDO. Moffitt with the QB keeper, but the flags come out. A false start here against BG. That'll back him up 5 yards with 1:09 to go. 20-13. Delhi on top of BG.
Kind of surprised they got that snap off. They actually, when it's usually a false start, the play is blown dead. That play didn't actually get blown dead. They actually got the snap off. So I thought the play was good, and then all of a sudden you see the dreaded yellow hanky flying through the air.
We'll try to update you on some more final scores as we head towards our postgame show. 55 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. 20-13. Delhi on top of BG. BG has the ball on the Delhi 35-yard line, and Dylan Moffitt will drop back on fourth down. He's going to air one out for the end zone, looking for Ben Bavar. Off the hands of Bavar, and then into his hands. It's a touchdown for BG, an amazing catch for the Bobcats.
Actually, I cannot believe what we just saw. I mean, we're sitting here thinking this ball is going to fall, you know, to the ground. This young man, and I do believe it was Capiluto.
It was Capiluto.
Capiluto with a phenomenal acrobatic catch. Something that you would see in the NFL, in college on Saturday, but not in high school football, but we just witnessed it.
Capolupo and Bavar were both out to the left side, and Moppet just aired it out for them, about a 35-yard score. It tipped off of a Delhi defender. Capolupo's falling down and somehow makes the catch. Unbelievable.
Actually it's doing 20... a somersault at the same time, so I can't even begin to explain what a great catch that was. The concentration that that young man just showed, keeping his eyes on the ball, keeping his hands out and ready, and it, he caught it. What a great way for the Bobcats to score with 36 seconds left in the game and a chance to take the lead or tie the game. What are they going
to
do?
Well, that's the thing. You're still down 20-19, 35 seconds left after pretty much a Hail Mary on fourth down from Dylan Moppet, a running back turned quarterback after an injury to Austin Carr. They throw it up down the left side to Capolupo, and he comes down with an amazing highlight reel catch.
Fantastic. And again, like I said, I mean, kudos to Moffitt. What a great throw. I mean, for somebody that's not used to throwing the ball, you come in because of the injury, and his first two passes are bombs. I mean, they're absolute bombs. And this one, put the added pressure on it. If we don't get this first down or touchdown, we're done. They can sit on the clock, run the game out, and Delhi wins the game.
Absolutely incredible play here for BG. But they still have to convert here. What do you think? Go for two or kick it and go for overtime? We'll see what Tim Mattingly decides to do as he is still rallying with the troops.
Pretty sure they just took another time out.
I believe they did.
I just saw the officials saying no more, so I'm pretty sure they took a second timeout. They want to get this right. They are really, really talking about what are we going to do here. Are we going to go for the tie, or are we going to go for the win?
So
you know, you got Dave Kelly in there.
That's true.
What a better way to find out, you know, what would the master do? What would the master do?
So let's recap. On a fourth down, Dylan Moppet, running back turned QB, throws a bomb to the back of the end zone for Austin Capolupo, who makes a somersault, amazing falling down catch, and BG scores to make it 20-19. They trail Delhi by one, 35 seconds left here, fourth quarter. BG burns their last timeout as they talk things over, and they'll come out here as Tim Mattingly is just being Peyton Manning down there much and saying, you here, you here, and you here.
I'm thinking I'm here in Omaha.
I think I
can hear Omaha from Mattingly. No, I'm going to tell you right now, this is a really, really great, great way to end this game because this is it, obviously. I mean, and it does look like BG may be going for the win.
BG will come out with Moffitt, and they will go for two. They are going to go for the win here, it looks like. 20-19, 35 seconds left. Moffitt is in the shotgun, and he's going to keep it, try to run up the middle, and he is in. BG takes the lead 21-20 on the two-point conversion from Dylan Moffitt.
Absolutely fantastic. Fantastic run right there. He got hit at about the three, but he used his body, angled it, jumped into the end zone, and then we talked about it earlier. He did it earlier in the game. He stretched his arm out and got the ball over the plane. Fantastic play by Mr. Moffitt.
Another thing you talked about earlier is that he loves the contact. You could tell he wasn't going to be denied on that play.
No.
He was going to find a way in the end zone.
He was going to either get hit and take people with him, or he was just going to knock somebody over, and that is exactly what he did.
He got about to the one-yard line and just leapt through the air, ball in front of him, and found a way in. So now here we go. Bobcats lead Delhi, 21-20. 32 seconds left, fourth quarter. What do you do if you're Delhi here? The momentum has just been sucked out of you.
That's a tough thing for those kids over there because they've been in control of this game, you know, the entire second half, and all of a sudden, boom, we're down. We have 32 seconds left and one timeout. What are we going to do? You have a young coaching staff over there at Delhi. This is a very, very good test for Mr. Matt Newman.
Yes, it is. First-year coach. His team's 0-2. They played a whale of a ball game here tonight. As we can see, Dylan Moffitt, he is running on fumes right now. He's down on the bench on his knees, just everything taken out of him on that drive. Now he's back up. What a baller here. He just is able to do everything he can here, wants to play, and now he's back up to watch his team. I think he's going to try to jump back in the game here, maybe after the kickoff.
I hope he does it after the kickoff,
yeah.
Then he's going to have too many men on the field.
So Zach Wimmitt will kick off here for BG, going right to left. Delhi has two guys deep to receive. Wimmitt will kick a little squibber. This will go to the Delhi 40, and they will fall on it there. So Delhi will start from their own 40-yard line, going left to right with 27.9 seconds left. They trail 21-20.
And I'll tell you right there, that was a key play because I didn't think the Delhi players were going to go after the ball. Once that ball goes 10 yards, that's a live ball. And whether they touch it or not, that is a live ball. And they almost didn't get to that ball. That would have been the game right there, Nate.
We can see how much one play can do the difference, be the difference. As we saw in Delhi's last possession, Trey Mostert had a 50-yard touchdown run. BG cannot let him get out in the open. So we'll see what Delhi can come up with here. They are going left to right. They have the ball at their own 39-yard line. So they're looking to get across midfield here. 27 seconds to go. Forget about midfield. They need the end zone here. A long pass on first down, and this one is well over the head there of Marino. That'll bring up a second and 10 now for Delhi with 23 seconds left.
He was definitely open, and I'll tell you what, if he caught the ball, I don't think he could have gone down the sideline because his angle of where he was running his pattern was going to take him, and the momentum was going to take him out of bounds. But that's what they got to do. They got to take little chunks, you know, 10, 15 yards, get out of bounds. Then go back to the huddle and do what you've been doing all game.
Second and 10, Delhi going left to right on their own 39-yard line. They trail 21-20. Pass over the middle, and again, off the hands of a Delhi receiver. That was Tony Marzullo bringing up third and 10 with 19 seconds left after BG scores on a fourth down, running back playing QB, throws about a 31-yard bomb for a touchdown, and then Dylan Moffitt takes in the two-point conversion.
Yeah, amazing. Absolutely amazing way to end this game because, I mean, for BG's last possession, the game is not over yet, folks, so I don't want to say that, but I'm telling you right now, the momentum on this side where we are, the BG side, this crowd is going absolutely berserk on every single snap.
When they got the two-point conversion, fans on their feet, standing, loving it under the lights here at BG tonight. 19 seconds left, 3rd and 10 for Delhi from their own 39, trying to move the ball down the field. Here's a little waffle pass in front of Marino. He was behind the BG defense, couldn't get there. 4th down now for the Bulldogs with 14.7 to go.
Yep, he had him. He had his defender beat. I'm not kind of surprised to see anybody getting past that final line for the Bobcats. You cannot let anyone behind you here.
Chance
I believe they're taking a timeout, and I think this is their last timeout. That would be the Bulldogs.
Chance of one more stop coming from the BG fans here. Delhi will take a timeout. 14.7 to go here, fourth quarter. BG on top, miraculously, 21-20 over Delhi. We'll step away for 30 seconds on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, if you love high school football, Friday Night Lights, you got a treat here tonight. Hope you've been able to join us as it's BG on top of Delhi, 21-20, 14 seconds left. Delhi has the ball on their own 39-yard line. It's fourth down. This is essentially maybe the last play of the game here. Delhi was up 20-13. BG with a late fourth down touchdown. Four receivers to the left, and Delhi's just going to air it out here on fourth down. A long pass down the left side is intercepted by, guess who, Dylan Moffitt. But the ball was taken away from him, and Delhi is going to run into the end zone. And will this be a touchdown? We'll see from the Zebra crew. They're saying yes. And Delhi might have just won the game on this play. Absolutely unbelievable.
I cannot even begin to tell you what we just saw because that was just unbelievable. He had the ball in his hands, and it's an interception. It's game over for Bainbridge victory, and the receiver from Delhi wrestled the ball away from Moffitt and ran in 6 points the other way.
Nate Dennison took the ball literally away off the fingertips of Dylan Moffitt and ran it into the end zone. And Delhi might have just grabbed victory from the jaws of defeat.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, I mean, you want to talk about momentum. The lack of noise on the Bainbridge side right now is people are in awe. They just don't know what they just witnessed. It's just unbelievable.
A heads-up play by Dennison, and now Delhi, looking to go for two, loses the ball, will fall on it. So it's 26-21 with 2.8 seconds left. Can this game get any crazier? BG looked like they had this game, and Delhi snatched it right back.
Absolutely, and it went from elation on this side, on the Bainbridge side, to just depression because you didn't know what you saw. You saw Moffitt catch the ball. You saw the two of them come together, and the next thing you see is the Delhi player sprinting down the field. He's got the ball. What happened? Obviously, he got it taken away before he was down, and now we have a different score, and with 2.8, Bainbridge really needs a miracle here.
Let's just recap there. On fourth down from the Delhi 39, they had four receivers to the left. Compton just airs it out. Dylan Moffitt looks like he has a surefire interception, literally just bounces off his fingertips. Couldn't have been more than a couple of centimeters off his fingertips, and Nate Dennison comes in, scoops it up, and runs in for Delhi. What a great heads-up play by him.
Absolutely.
His second touchdown of the night, and Delhi now leads 26-21 with 3 seconds left. The Bulldogs will kick off here at the BG. Just an ultimate swing in momentum.
And actually, they're putting a little bit more time back on the clock to give, because the clock ran out a little too far, so we're going to see what we get. We get 3.3 seconds, so they put 0.5 on for BG to extend this miracle game.
If Delhi can win, what a way to win your first game if you're new head coach Matt Newman. And coming out to kick off here is Matt Inst. And barring a miraculous run back here from BG, as I'm sure Delhi just hoping to keep this ball on the ground. They're kicking left to right here. 3 seconds left. They are ahead 26-21. Here's the kick. It's low and on the ground and will work its way all the way back to Dylan Moffitt, who has worked his butt off in this game. He'll run up the middle and to the right side. He's tripped up, and Delhi will win a crazy game under the lights here at BG, 26-21.
I cannot begin to say what we just witnessed because, you know, they Bainbridge makes a fourth down play to score, to go ahead. They get the 2 points, they get the 2 points to go ahead, where they could have kicked the field goal and tied it. And here you think the game is over with an interception, and the ball bounces off of Moffitt into the Bulldog receiver's hand, and off he goes. Kind of reminded me of Alabama and Auburn.
It really was. That's a great way to put it. Last year, Alabama and Auburn, the great last-second heroics in that game, absolutely unbelievable. Both teams shaking hands as Delhi wins 26-21 on just a crazy fourth quarter last couple of minutes. We'll come back. We're going to have our awards here tonight by the catalog outlet NBT Bank and ACCO Brands. We're going to have some tough choices to make on that. So again, the final, 26-21. Delhi beats BG in a crazy, wacky fourth quarter. But a great, great game. Hope you're able to join us here on CDO. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back. You're listening to Live High School Football tonight on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. ACCO Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
If you're thinking of buying a new mattress or furniture for your home, now is the time to check out the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville as they celebrate 25 years of being the area's value leader with anniversary pricing on all brand name living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and mattresses. During this milestone celebration, take advantage of special anniversary pricing on sofas, recliners, TV consoles, sectionals, bunk beds, and more by Ashley, Vaughn Bassett, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and more. Mattresses by Kathy Ireland Home, American Bedding and Gold Bond in all sizes, styles, and comfort levels at fantastic anniversary pricing. Nobody sells mattresses for less. With special anniversary pricing on everything store-wide, along with deep discounts on all closeouts and one-of-a-kinds, this sale is one sale you don't want to miss. Delivery is available, as well as special anniversary interest-free financing to qualified buyers and the chance to win a vacation getaway. For details, stop by the Catalog Outlet store nearest you or visit online at CatalogOutletOnline.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. A crazy game where I think we're still trying to digest this one a little bit is 26-21. Delhi defeats BG here tonight. And we'll go through our post-game awards here brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, NBT Bank, and ACCO Brands. But just a quick recap here, in case you just joined us and you're saying, what the heck happened if you're jumping in the car? Delhi was ahead 20-13. BG loses their quarterback, Austin Carr. Dylan Moffitt, running back, has to come in and play quarterback. He orchestrates a nice drive, and on fourth down, they throw a long bomb, 31-yard touchdown pass to Austin Capolupo, a diving crazy somersault catch, highlight reel, ESPN Sports Center top 10. Then Moffitt, just pure guts, runs it right up the middle, gets the two-point conversion, and BG is ahead 21-20.
Yep.
Then come down, Delhi has the ball, fourth down, four receivers to the left, they throw it up. Moffitt has an interception, bounce pretty much off his hands, into the hands of Nate Dennison of Delhi, who runs it in. They win 26-21. I hope that was a good recap.
That was fantastic, and I'm glad I didn't have to do it. I'm just out of breath listening to you. It was, all I can say is wow. I mean, how can that change so quickly is just beyond my, I can't fathom it. I mean, it was, what do you do with kids, you know, that are this young and so on and so forth? They, right, I mean, everybody here, you could just feel it. The elation when the touchdown was caught in the end zone, and then Moffitt scored the two-point conversion, and then BG is flying high. I mean, this game is over. And the next thing you know, it's not, it is over, but it's not BG's victory. It's their loss. And the one thing that I want to say that is probably one of the hardest things that I've ever witnessed was watching Coach Mattingly address his team out there on that field.
Very tough. Very tough. I'm sure a lot of life lessons and memories learned on this field here tonight. Great, great battle between two teams. Delhi improves to 1-2, and BG drops to 0-3. But BG has had so much effort in these first three games. They're going to get a win eventually here this season because they are a tough, tough team.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. They are too motivated to win not to. They are going to find a way. Tonight, Delhi found a way to win. That's, you know, that's going to happen. You are going to have that sort of thing happen in any type of sport that you play. There's always flukes. It can't even begin to tell you what has happened here, but again, like I said, they lost tonight, but their next few games, they're going to find a way to win. And you know what? I'm cheering for them.
Me too. We'll hope that their quarterback, sophomore Austin Carr, who left with an arm, maybe a wrist injury, is okay. He was done for the night. But we'll hope he's okay going forward. Let's do our awards tonight. Let's do the Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award. The Catalog Outlet is your store for over 1,000 items. For a good deal and a good deal more, shop the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville. I'm going to give this one to Phil Ives of BG tonight. He had the block punt, was constantly breaking through the line, had a couple of sacks, and him and that D-line, who had their hands full all night, let's face it, it's a much bigger physical D-line and O-line from Delhi. He did a really nice job. Phil Ives gets our Dynamic Defense Award brought to you by the Catalog Outlet. NBT Bank, outstanding offense. NBT Bank serving our area communities for over 150 years and proud to support the area's high school athletes. NBT for everything that counts. Member FDIC. I'll give this to Nate Dennison of Delhi. Of course, he had a touchdown in the first half on a 10-yard catch on fourth down, and he comes up with the amazing catch off the hands of Dylan Moffitt to run in for the winning score. So Nate Dennison is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner. The ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award comes from ACCO Brands of Sydney, supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer. No question here for me. Dylan Moffitt from BG did everything. Offense, defense, running back, had to come and play QB, throws a huge touchdown pass in the fourth quarter, and just an unfortunate play at the end of the game.
And then the other thing you didn't remember about Moffitt was kickoff returns. I mean,
yeah.
He was back there on kickoff returns. So, I mean, and they was getting positive yards there. So, you know, my hat's off to the young man, and I hope that what happened tonight doesn't, you know, deter him, because I think, and I don't think it will, because the kid just, you can tell, has drive, and he will find a way as a senior to get this team up again and ready for next week.
Dylan Moffitt, a great game here tonight. Really no losers on any side. Great effort from all these kids throughout. Just a couple of stat highlights I wanted to throw out here. Speaking of Dylan Moffitt, he had 25 carries for 155 yards tonight. He had 106 of those in the first half as BG falls 26-21. Ben Bavar runs 7 times for 45 yards for Bainbridge. And let's talk about some of the scoring. Bailey Green in the first quarter, a 26-yard TD haul in for Bainbridge. Austin Capolupo with 2 touchdowns tonight, 1 of 31 yards and 1 from 35 yards from a pass from Moffitt. And then Moffitt scored on the 2-point conversion. So Capolupo with 2 catches tonight, 35 and 31 yards, both for TDs. He easily could have gotten an award tonight here. On the other side for Delhi, they had several players who rushed the ball very, very well, led by number 24, who did an excellent job here all night. Trey Mossert comes up with a 50-yard TD run of his own, runs 10 times for 97 yards. And the quarterback as well, number 22, Dylan Cumpston, who ran the ball several times tonight, comes up with 68 yards on the night there. Nick Marino had the 5-yard TD run and on an 8-play drive to start things off. Dennison had the 10-yard catch on fourth down with the 2-point conversion to Marino for Delhi all in the first half. Trey Mossert early in the fourth quarter with the 50-yard run, and then Dennison, the 70-yard TD off the hands of Moffitt to win the game here tonight, 26-21 for the Delhi Bulldogs. Tim, it's been a pleasure having you along tonight. Thanks for coming, and just any final thoughts on this game tonight?
I just would hope that anybody that was listening tonight, if you ever, ever have the opportunity to watch such a great high school football game, go and do it, because I'll tell you what, these kids play their hearts out for their schools, and you know what? They are very, very talented, and these kids will work really hard, and like I said before, Bainbridge will find a way, and they will get that victory. But our hats off to Mr. Matt Newman, first-year coach this year, for his first victory. And, you know, the BG Bobcats will be back, and they will get a win for Coach Mattingly.
Well, I hope you had a chance to listen in either on our stream tonight, brought to you by SFCU on WCDOsports.com, or in our local listening area here on WCDO. Big thanks to Joe Gardner back in the CDO studios. A great win here tonight for Delhi, 26-21, just an instant classic game. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. You've been listening to Live High School Football on WCDO. Have a good night.